our last meeting, but our last but one meeting before they declared the roadmap, we agreed that all the stakeholders must come together and see how we can all implement this thing. Yesterday, a similar thing happened. And so I'm even informed that the Fair Wages on Monday is also willing. We want to be very objective. An independent body should come in here. The independent body will be able to look into the face of the Minister of Health or Minister of Finance and say, hey, you are supposed to do this. And so let's go this route. You see, we are not ready to intimidate anybody. And I pray and hope that nobody is also prepared to intimidate government. Let's sit around the table, find a solution to the matter, and we have frank discussions. And then we know that, look, this is what we are in for. And then, so I have assessed the situation. I've gone to the grounds. I've toured the places. But I'm just calling everybody, cool heads. Let's massage our egos. Let's put our emotions aside. We have Ghanaians to protect. We have Ghanaians to save their lives. We have economy to run. Let's put all the issues together and find a solution to them.
Yeah, I mean, this morning, for example, a pregnant woman, also bitten by snake, went to the WA Regional Hospital, but there was nobody to attend to her. At Pampapso, the Children's Hospital in Kumasi, a 6-month-old pregnant woman suffered burns, also went there, and then she was told that nurses...
These are all the things we want to avoid.
And so in the interim...
These are all the things we want to avoid. And so, and of course, I think that everywhere I attended or I visited this evening, the medical doctors are also at post. They are working. And I think we must avoid these things.